Rich Kimball, Carrie Haskell here. Joining us in the studio, he is the chief of police in Holden. He's a radio host, man about town. But the sexiest man alive, wasn't that what it was?
Yeah, and Uncle Henry's.
Yeah. They put that picture on the cover right next to a tractor.
Yeah, next to a skidder, and I won.
Chris Greeley joining us in studio. Hello, my friend.
Rich Kimball, great to know you. Great to see you. Carrie, thank you for allowing me to intrude. Rich and I have been friends for how long? Decades we've known each other. Literally like four decades.
40 plus, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You were just a child then, because you're much younger than me.
Oh, not much. No, maybe a half an hour. We're right there in the same. We're going down the same race together.
Yes, but yeah, we're holding up okay.
We are, especially you.
Grizzled veterans here. Well, you guys, is this the third year of 25 Days of Kindness?
Yeah, thank you so much for remembering that. This is the third year that the Holden Police Department is doing our 25 Days of Kindness. We're certainly well into it, as we're now well into the month of December, and it's been a lot of fun.
So for anybody who doesn't know, what have you been doing so far, and what's the whole idea behind the 25 Days of Kindness?
Yes, yeah, so thank you so much for asking. The 25 Days of Kindness with the Holden Police Department is our endeavor to go out and kind of make a difference in the community. My officers do acts of good deeds throughout the 25 days, things, Rich, that they would not normally do. Perhaps they're helping somebody carry their groceries in, or they see a person struggling to, you know, shovel their walkway, and my guys would get out and help, among many other things. We did about 100 acts almost last December. And then in addition to that, we have people make donations, and I got permission to accept the donations, and we go out and we use those, the gift cards, the money, the whatever it is, to help in the community.
That's fantastic. So let's start with that. If people want to help out with some days left here before Christmas, what's the best thing for them to do?
I really appreciate the question. They can see me, Chris Greeley, at the Holden Police Department. I don't have to be there. They can just stop by the Holden Police Department and drop something off. They can call 843-5442, 843-5442, and to make arrangement, we can pick stuff up. But really, almost anything is helpful. Toys. In fact, I brought some toys here today.
Oh, great.
As I was coming in, put a number of toys out there under the zone, the zone Christmas tree. You guys call it the zone tree. What do you call the
zone tree?
The zone tree. Thank you, Carrie. So the zone tree, I brought a half a dozen presents with me.
Well, thank you.
So you're welcome. So we buy things, and we also take the donations in and then re-gift them.
Now, last year you were, as I recall, standing out in traffic handing out cash to people.
Yeah, so I was going to hand out
beer.
Did that
become a public safety concern? Well, no.
When people
someone hit the chief.
Yeah, I almost had a vacancy there a couple of times at my department. So we're just trying to do fun things. So last year, the first year, I actually stood out there and put my little safety vest on and everything and handed out donuts, which people were like, a cop giving out donuts? Isn't that like an oxymoron? Then last year, I literally was handing out dollar bills to people. And what I want folks to understand, especially those of you that live in Holden, these are not taxpayer funds. This is not town money, okay? This is all stuff that either I, you know, came up with, or more likely other people that came to me and said, Chris, can you use some money? Chief Greeley, can you use a few bucks? Can you use a gift card? Or they went to one of my guys. Sometimes they'll see my guys and give them a toy or a bag of returnables. I'll take the returnables back to the store and then make a donation with that money.
That's fantastic. So reach out to Chris, the Holden Police Department, to help out. And I love the idea, but, you know, we can all use a little more kindness right now in our lives. And,
it doesn't have
to just be at this time of year. But, you know, people are in a better mood, I think, because Christmas is getting close. And they kind of tune out all the other things and say, well, let's just forget all that we've been arguing about and focus on that brings us together.
I certainly hope so. You know, it's a great time of the year, regardless of your religion or your beliefs or lack thereof. It's just a wonderful time of the year. And people really do, as you know, you and Carrie both know, they step up and they do wonderful things. And they do things that maybe they wouldn't normally do. We like to keep that going past Christmas, but certainly in the month of December, whether it's with the Holden Police Department or elsewhere, do something.
And you've been getting some great publicity for this. I mean, you know, On With Us, that's no big thing, but you got some national exposure, right?
I get some connections.
Yeah.
I've been around.
That's pretty exciting stuff there. Hey, I want to slip this in while we got a moment. How's your son doing? This is pretty exciting.
Oh, you're too kind. So Cole Greeley plays in the Eastern Hockey League in New York City. Moved down there as a 15-year-old, lives in New York City, Rich, plays hockey in the Eastern Hockey League, which is juniors hockey. Mm. The youngest player in the entire league. These kids come from, you know, like Belarus and Canada and Mexico, literally. Scored a goal his first game, so we're kind of excited. He's on the Elite Prospect second page of the NHL Draft watch list for 2022.
Nice.
So he's not going to get drafted, but it's fun to say.
And did I see this right? He's playing on a team with friend of downtown, Mickey Dolenz' nephew.
Yeah, so how is that, right? So we're at like the first practice, and I see one of the goalies tweeting about Uncle Mickey. Thank you, Uncle Mickey, from the Monkees. Like, is your uncle Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees? He goes, yeah. He goes, do you know him? I said, no. But you know, he's a great guy. I watched him when I was a kid.
But then I saw you guys, you and Mickey, had a little Twitter interaction about hockey.
We did. We did. He's very, very generous, like you. You know, you guys that are actually professionals that, you know, in the world, humoring people like me, and I appreciate it.
But you know everybody. You've got like 9 million Twitter followers.
It's just celebrity stalking is all it is. It's just, you know, celebrity stalking. So you get on there and you're like, you know, be my friend. And if they don't call security, they'll give you stuff.
Well, we didn't hear, so that's good.
The door unlocked. I mean, what kind of good judgment is that?
Well, we're questioning it right about now. I'll tell you that.
So it's Stephen King, if you can hear any of this.
Well, Chris, it's a wonderful thing you and the whole crew does at the Holden Police Department. Again, if you want to help out, reach out, call the department, stop in, ask for Chris. Anybody there can help you out. And it could be a little cash donation. It could be just anything. Like he said, returnables, toys you don't need, books, you name it, anything that can brighten somebody's day this holiday season.
Absolutely right. And again, thank you so much for both you guys and everybody for letting me on.
Anytime. Thanks for coming in. Good to see you, Rich. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
All those things. Whatever else is going on.
What are we missing? Yeah.
We have 2 minutes left. Oh, we could talk to Chris for 2 more minutes. What else you got going on?
Well, I think you ought to ask me questions about my life. I think it's only fair. You know, the listeners want to hear it. I mean, they're just on the edge of their, milk crates.
Let me ask you.
I got Greeley, man. Oh, wow.
You know, Chris has a Wikipedia page. I don't have a Wikipedia page. Do you?
I tried to get one. They refused.
Can they do that? How can they refuse your Wikipedia page? You know, yeah, but you know, you've got, look at the guests. I'm going to tell you, I've told you this before. This is not because I'm on the radio right now with you, but you get some amazing guests. Casey from the Casey and the Sunshine Band. How do you talk about me on Twitter, Chris Greeley 3, if you're interested, by the way, Chris Greeley 3. You talk about me, Rich Kimball. You like show after show after show have big names. Seriously.
I mean, Casey see me dance. So that's part of it right there. I mean,
and
we
he still
go back.
Came on, which is really, credit to him.
Well, you know, he's getting on in years.
Quality
so,
medications there, I guess.
he feels better about himself when he watches me try to move around the floor.
He won't for long. Once he's on the radio here, he'll be taking gigs at on a CB somewhere.
Oh, we'll straighten him out.
How about your Pepsi, man? When I was a kid, that's what you heard.
Chris Greeley, Holden Police Department. 25 Days of Kindness. Thank you for coming in,
Thank
Chris.
Thank you both.